Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. And that's why today we continue with a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In just a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of this year's brand new Daily Hope Advent Calendar. It's beautiful. Just go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Choosing to Manage My Mind.
Now, let's begin with Romans 12, verse 2. If you'll take out your message notes, Romans 12, 2 is one of the theme verses for this series. And let's begin with it. In the New Living Translation, it says this: Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And that's what this whole series is about, changing the way you think. You know, God is far more interested in changing my mind than he is in changing my circumstances. We always want God to change our circumstances. God wants to change your mind. Now, before we look at how to manage your mind, how to make your mind mind, have you ever noticed your mind doesn't always obey you? Well, we're going to look at today how to make your mind mind or how to manage your mind. But first, I want to review why it's so important that I manage my mind. Now, I gave you about 11 reasons in the very first message of this series, but let me just mention a couple in review. I need to learn how to manage my mind because, number one, my thoughts control my life. My thoughts control my life. If you have good thoughts, you're going to have a good life. If you have bad thoughts, you're going to have a bad life. If you have sick thoughts, you're going to have a sick life. If you have sinful thoughts, you're going to have a sinful life. Proverbs 4:23 says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. We control what we eat. We control what we believe. We control what we drink. But we don't always control what we allow in our minds. And the Bible tells us that every action in your life starts with a thought. If you don't think it, it doesn't happen. If you think good things, then good things are going to happen and you're going to do good things. But if you have bad thoughts, then you're going to tend to act in bad ways. So your mind controls and shapes your life. But there's a second reason that you need to learn to manage your mind. It's because my mind is the battleground for sin. It's where every temptation happens. It's where every sin actually starts. The sin of pride starts in the mind. The sin of lust starts in the mind. The sin of hatred starts in the mind. Fear starts in the mind. Resentment, jealousy, envy, they all start in the mind. Worry, being stressed out, that's all in the mind. The battlefield for sin is fought not around you. It's fought in your mind. Romans chapter 7, verses 22 and 23, Paul talks about this battle that's constantly going on in our minds, and he says this: I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned, but there's something else deep within me that is at war with my mind, and it wins the fight, and it makes me a slave to the sin within me. Paul says, in my mind, I want to be God's servant, but instead, I find myself still enslaved to sin, you know, the habits and the hurts and the hangups that mess up our lives. Now, notice the words in that sentence. I want you to circle the word war, the word fight, the word enslaved, circle the word mind. These are battles that are going on in your brain. Now, sometimes you're conscious of this mental battle that's going on, and at other times you're not conscious of it. But it's one of the causes of mental fatigue. We're in a constant battle for your mind, and your mind gets tired because of the battle of things you want to think and things you don't want to think. You know, the reason this battle is so intense is because your mind is your greatest asset, and Satan knows that whatever gets your attention gets you. And so he starts with the mind, not with your behavior, not even with your emotions. He starts with your thoughts. Now, there's a third reason why you have to learn to manage your mind, and it's because it's the key to peace. It's the key to happiness. It's the key to life. An unmanaged mind leads to tension. A managed mind leads to tranquility. An unmanaged mind leads to pressure. A managed mind leads to peace. An unmanaged mind leads to stress. But a managed mind leads to strength and serenity. An unmanaged mind leads to conflict in your life. It leads to chaos in your life. But a managed mind leads to confidence. The Bible says it like this in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. If your sinful nature controls your mind, then there's death. In other words, it's a dead end. You're going to die. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, then there's life and peace. Now, this is why we're doing this whole series on learning to manage your mind and how to rethink every area of your life. Now, what I want to do just today, again, is set up where we're going to go in the future. In the future, we're going to look at specific areas of your life that you need to rethink, some very specific areas, rethinking, what happiness is all about, rethinking your response to situations and problems and suffering, rethinking relationships, rethinking your future, rethinking your past. But today, I just want to look at three choices that you have to make every single day. In fact, you're going to have to make them several times a day. These are three daily choices that you have to make for a healthy mind in order to get your mind to mind, in order to manage your mind. And those three choices are these. They all start with F. You have to feed your mind, you have to free your mind, and you have to focus your mind. The Bible teaches all three of these all through the New Testament. I have to feed my mind, I have to free my mind, and I have to focus my mind. Let's look at them. Number one, if I want to learn how to manage my mind instead of having it manage me, first, I must feed my mind with truth. I must feed my mind with truth. Jesus said, it's one of the most famous things he said, the truth will set you free. But, you know, a lot of people quote that verse and don't realize that he's talking about the Bible. The Bible, this is the truth. Matthew 4, verse 4 says, people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God. This is soul food. This is the owner's manual for life. This is the truth that sets you free. There's a lot of things that are true that won't set you free. I could teach you how to, program a computer. That won't set you free. I could teach you all of the biology of a fruit fly, but that's not going to set you free. There's a lot of truth you can learn in life that's not going to set you free. The truth that sets you free is the truth of God's word in the owner's manual for life. And so I've got to feed my mind on the truth, which means I've got to feed my mind on this book. How often? All the time. Psalm 119, 147 says this, I rise early. I rise early to cry out for help and to put my hope in your words. I love that word hope. Do you know, I've said this many times, there are over 7,000 promises in this book, in the Bible. Somebody's counted over 7,000 promises of God. And if you need hope, and if you're feeling hopeless, it means you're not spending enough time in this book. Because if you get these promises into your life, you're going to be a hopeful person. If you'll become a promise person, these promises are the truth. And if you'll become a promise person, you're going to have all the hope you need. Look at this next verse. Psalm 119, 97. Lord, how I love your word. I think about it all day long. Take your pen and circle the phrase all day long. That's feeding my mind on the truth all day long. Do you think about God's word all day long? No, you do not. You might not even think about it once a day. But the Bible says if you start your day with the word of God, then you can think about it throughout the day. And then you can be pulling it back into memory when you need it in difficult times. Psalm 16, verse 7 says this, even in the darkest of night, your teachings fill my mind. You know, for many, many years, I had the habit of keeping my Bible right by my bedside, and I actually would leave it open like this, so that the last thing that I would read as I was going to bed at night would be the Word of God, And the first thing I would see when I'd wake up in the morning was the Word of God open. Somehow I find that if I leave my Bible open, it's easier to pick it up. If it's laying there closed on the bedstand, I might get up and walk away from it. But if it's open, I have a tendency to just pick it up and keep reading. Now, let me show you how serious this is, how serious David was about being in the Word, that the truth set you free. There was a time when David had so many enemies, he was actually a fugitive. He was on the run. He was running for his life. He was hiding in caves. And no matter what happened in his life, he fed himself with the truth of God. Psalm 119:95 is one of the psalms that he wrote during this time, and he says this, "When wicked people hide to ambush and kill me, I quietly keep my mind on your decrees." When you look at all of the things that are in the world, it's easy to get discouraged. You pick up a newspaper, you listen to talk radio, you watch TV news or read the news on the internet, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to feel hopeless. But I quietly keep my mind on your word. I need to feed my mind with the truth. Now, David says, I do that even when I'm running from my enemies. Do you do that in a crisis? That's managing your mind. So the first thing I have to do is I have to feed my mind with truth. Second thing I have to do to learn to manage my mind instead of having it manage me is I must free my mind from destructive thoughts. I must free my mind from destructive thoughts. Your mind has to be liberated. Your mind has to be delivered. Your mind needs to be set free. Your mind needs to be released. Now, this is not easy. It's easy for me to tell you that it needs to be done. It's not easy for it to happen. But how do you liberate your mind? How does God deliver or release or set free your mind? And why is it so hard? Well, because, as we said, we're in a battle. There's a battle for your mind going on from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. And there are three forces in that battle that work against all your best intentions. You have good intentions to fill your mind with the truth on a daily basis. You know, I want to live the way God wants me to live. I want to know God better. I want to fill my mind with truth. I want to feed on the Word of God. But none of that ground is given up easily. Satan's going to fight you on it. He's going to battle you, and you're going to have to fight to free your mind. Why? Because of these three enemies. What are the three enemies that battle your brain? Well, enemy number one is my old nature. In other words, it is my sinful nature to think of myself, not to think of what God wants. Romans 7:23 says this, "I see in my body a principle at war that is with the law of the mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells inside of me." Look at that. He says there's a battle in my mind, and this law of sin takes captive in my mind. In other words, I'm a hostage to my thoughts. Have you ever felt that? Like, I just can't get this thought out of my mind. I'm a hostage to my thoughts. Do you often find yourself doing things you don't want to do? Yeah. Well, that's what that verse is saying. You ever knowingly engage in self-defeating behavior? You go, I know this is not good for me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Yes, that's the battle in your mind, and you're losing it. Your old nature is not your friend. It is the source of all your bad habits. It's the source of all your self-defeating habits that tend to take you down. I want you to write this down. Here's an important point. We're going to go over and over in this series on this. Write this down. I don't have to believe everything I think. Okay? I don't have to believe everything I think. Why? Because the truth is, your mind lies to you all the time. Just because you think something is true doesn't make it true. Just because you feel something is true doesn't make it true. Your mind and your emotions often lie to you. And part of maturity is growing up and learning to know the difference between, is that really true? One of the most important questions you can ask in life is to challenge your own thoughts and to say, well, I know what I'm thinking, but is that really true? You know, nobody likes me. Is that really true? I'm never going to get any better. Is that really true? My life is worthless. Is that really true? You need to ask that question. Is that really true over and over in your life? Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says this. Those who are dominated by their sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. Now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. The two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and Bible verse. Use it with the companion daily devotional guide to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st, and we'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift of support to the Ministry of Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Contact us today in order to get your copy in time for Advent. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, every message I teach through Daily Hope is based on God's Word, and that's because God's Word should be the only source and authority in our lives. Nothing else should be our ultimate guide. Nothing else but God's truth can transform our lives. Let me read you a letter from a young woman named Raquel in Mexico who's building her life on God's Word. Here's what Raquel wrote. Pastor Rick, all of us go through afflictions, and I want to thank you because lately I've been going through these trials and tests, and when I read the Word and listen to you, I can keep on going. I was born in a Christian family, but I really gave my life to Christ just 6 years ago. And now I lead worship in my church and I help women that have gone through or are facing things that I went through. She adds, God bless you and may He keep using Daily Hope to expand His kingdom. You know, listen, it is such an encouragement to hear from listeners like Raquel and like you. It's an encouragement to hear how God is using Daily Hope to keep you in His Word. That's my goal for you, that you'll stay in God's Word. Because when you know the truth sets you free. I want you to hear God's Word, then you'll be able to encourage other people with God's hope. You know, Raquel is now using the hurts from her past to help others going through the same difficult circumstances. And that's what God wants you to do with your hurt. God never wastes the hurt. He wants you to use it. Part of your purpose is to help other people by sharing your story and telling them about how God is transforming your life. Think about that.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, you can email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.